Welcome back, you motherfuckers, you.
Why do you ask this stupid question to two boob guys?
I'm like 16 of you.
Will they do the same thing?
Yeah. I get to fuck them all, right? Because they're you.
She can't fucking have. She can't do math.
Fucking ride or die. I truly do appreciate everybody.
Jack, I appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate you.
Third sneeze. She's like, go outside and die.
Me and Jack come on here and talk, and JJ does everything else.
Getting chatted for you guys.
Getting chatted.
This has been Chatted Wisdom.
Did you hit the go button?
I did.
We're going.
I think so. Yeah.
Welcome back, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, buddy.
This is going to be another episode of Fuck Around and Find Out.
Yes.
And I think we have a good one today.
We do. We're going to talk about somebody who's going to fuck around and hopefully find something.
Yeah, so this is a prequel to a Fuck Around and Find Out for a certain somebody. But before we get into it, we need to drink. So.
Yeah, buddy.
It's been a day. I went golfing. I got to see a couple of my buddies today. I got to hang out with Tyler Malone. Tyler Malone and his mullet. Bro, it's all curly. It's all fucking, bro, it's outrageous. I can't wait. He's like, oh, yeah, let me know when you want me on the podcast. So we'll get Tyler on the podcast. And then I was with Chris Fowler and then my buddy Jesse Munoz, who doesn't listen to the show yet. So fuck you, Jesse.
Great. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks for nothing.
Piece of shit.
Thank you.
Cheers. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
So I was on the old computer machine.
Yep.
And I went to MSN, and what popped up but Mike Tyson is going to fight Jake Paul.
Yeah. So the first thing I thought when you told me that, I was like, why would Jake Paul want to do that to himself?
I thought it was a fucking joke.
You know what? And it might be a publicity thing. They might be just hyping this thing so that way, but I don't know, man. So Mike Tyson's an absolute fucking savage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he... I've seen him in interviews like where people are like, oh, you're such a sweet guy. And then he's just like, I'll eat your fucking soul. Like, he puts on a nice front for you.
Uh-huh.
But if you piss that dude off, he will fucking, he'll eat your ear like Ask Evander. Like, he will fucking, yeah. He does not care. He's a savage. That dude's a fucking monster.
Well, and you can look at him. You can look at him when he's in an interview and he's talking and he's personable and right. He's this and he's that. And then he gets in the ring and it's. It's a different person.
Yeah, it's old Mike Tyson.
It's a, you know, like a police dog, right? You can go up and pet a police dog, well, but then if you go search, that dog turns it on, and it's like, oh shit.
Yeah, and Mike Tyson has that ability, and he talked about like having to learn that ability of being nice, because he's always been a savage.
Yes.
But he, like, interviews and shit, like, that's something that he had to teach himself, because... I remember watching interviews where he's like fucking telling bitches, you can't fucking interview me unless I sleep with you. Or like fucking, like, I was just like, he said that.
Yeah.
100%. And like, what are you going to say? Fuck you, Mike? Like, okay, come here. You know?
And meant it.
Yeah.
And what's funny too is he still trains.
Yeah. Like a savage.
So there were videos out of Mike Tyson training with some MMA guys.
Really?
He was showing them techniques.
Huh.
And I forget what it was. It was a couple years ago. We'll have to search it up. But it was a pretty famous UFC fighter. And Mike Tyson is showing him some combos at full speed.
Yep.
And this dude is going, oh.
He's got it.
Like, fuck. And I think at that time, Mike Tyson was like 54.
Yeah.
He's 57 now, but he was 54. And that guy was like, this 54-year-old.
Yeah. Well, mop the fucking floor with you.
Yeah. And I mean, he has a real famous... Mike Tyson has a real famous, like, a double hook, right? So he hits hook to the body, hook to the head, same side.
Yeah.
Right? Usually when you box, you go back and forth.
Right.
You go 3, 4. He's boom to the body, boom to the head, and he is smashed.
Oh, yeah.
You can look up, like, Mike Tyson hook, and you can just watch a highlight reel for a fucking hour.
Mike Tyson has been fighting for he started a while ago. He's 57 now.
Yep.
I used to watch him. Oops, fuck that up. I used to watch him 30 years ago now.
Yeah.
Beating up adults as a kid.
Yeah, he came in young.
Yeah, I think he was like 19 in his first fight or something.
Yeah, 19 in his first fight. We wrote some stats some up
steadies.
Here. His first 19 fights, he won 12 of them by KO.
In the first round.
In the first round.
That's terrifying.
I remember paying for pay-per-views.
Yeah, it was fucking... Everybody would get so pissed off.
Oh, yeah. You paid $60. Yeah. We all pulled our money. And first round, Tyson knocked some dude's fucking head off.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Yeah, fight's over.
Done.
Yeah.
screen goes black.
Yeah, like fucking thanks for paying for your pay-per-view.
Yeah, thank you. That was the most expensive 2 minutes of your life.
Dude, it got to the point where like after three or four of those, they were like, we're not going to order these anymore.
No.
Because Mike Tyson won. I mean, it just got to that point where it was like, we're not going to do this.
If his entire fight is a highlight reel, because you can play it in under 2 minutes, that's no fun to watch.
You know, and I know that everybody has an ego, right? Boxers, you think that you're the best, man. But when this guy's knocking out motherfuckers who you think like, oh, man, that guy might give me a challenge, and he's dropping them in the first round, you might want to reevaluate how you talk shit about this guy. Because when he says, like, I'll eat your fucking children, like, I believe that motherfucker.
Yeah, I wouldn't put like, it past him.
Mike's crazy.
he has a real famous quote, and it's everybody has a plan until they start getting punched in the mouth.
Yes. And that's the truest fucking statement on the planet.
Yeah. And it's not just anybody can punch you in the mouth.
Right.
But Mike Tyson punch you in the mouth, that's a different story.
That dude, I mean, like, he just brings it all the time. He's not like, even when he's, like, showing people shit and sparring, he's going 100%. He doesn't know how to not.
Oh, yeah. And I've done boxing. I've taken boxing classes. I did a boxing camp at the UFC gym. Coach Ian at the UFC gym, he came to the Social Distortion concert with us.
He got on the pit with us, yeah?
Coach Ian, great boxer, great coach. Watching Mike Tyson, I'm like, I wish I could move as fast as him. Huh? I wish I could switch my hips. I wish I could change my position. I am not a trained boxer by any stretch of the imagination. I have been doing this since I was fucking 15.
Right.
But, I mean, the speed and the accuracy is just insane.
It's frightening.
Oh, yeah.
For lack of a better term, it's frightening, man. He's just accurate.
Yeah.
And he's got so much power. He's just stocky. He's fucking just... Oh, yeah. And he gets in there, man, and that guy can just throw bombs. I mean, he's just a fucking bomb thrower.
Yeah, well, here's what's funny, too. So, Jake Paul has fought a lot of...
Celebrities.
Celebrities and MMA-turned boxer.
Right. Not the other way around,
though. No. Yeah. So, you got to think of this. Like, if you think of MMA... MMA fighters are a jack of all trades and master of none.
Right. Yeah. They can box. They can ground. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They do Greco-Mo. Some of them are, they have backgrounds, right?
Right.
Like Lyoto Machida, karate, Roy Big Country Nelson, the big fat guy with the bullet, fucking Kung Fu. Guy's got a black belt in Kung Fu.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
But Brock Lesnar was a Greco-Roman wrestler.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he wrestled in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a real wrestler before he joined the fake wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
And that dude his hands are so fucking big.
They made custom gloves for him. Yeah. He's a mutant.
He's a fucking mutant, dude. And he would just lay on somebody and just boop, 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 just fucking lump them up.
But these guys all have these mixed backgrounds.
Yes.
So I say, jack of all trades, master of none. Mike Tyson is a boxer.
He's a master boxer.
Master boxer. So the definition of a master, what classically, to make you a master at something, you have to have done it for 10,000 hours.
At least he's done it for 10,000 hours. I would say.
So if he started in 1985, he's 57 years old now. I would say over his 30-something, probably he's 35 years he's been boxing, probably in the ring.
Yeah.
Right? Because it probably longer than that.
I want to say that he stopped in like 2005. I saw a stat that said he stopped in 2005.
Sure. But still was training.
Oh, yeah. He never stopped training.
I bet he hit his 10,000 hours before 2005.
Oh,
I mean, that guy was
hands down.
Always in the fucking
That dude ring. Lived at the gym.
Yeah.
That dude probably did fucking 10,000 hours in his first 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he was hungry. He was.
Oh, yeah.
He was. What you hope to be, and I've seen interviews with him because I like Mike Tyson, and I'm really fascinated by the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Where he talks about you have to trick yourself to love that fucking grind and that fucking pain and that fucking just nonstop. He said, "Of course it's terrible,
yeah,
but I fucking tell myself that I love it and I believe it." And I was like. We're not built the same, Mike.
No. Dude, I was going to the UFC gym. I was doing like daily ultimate training, which was like circuit training.
Yeah.
Then like some days I would do that. Some days I would do boxing. Some days I would do kickboxing. And I signed up for this boxing camp, like a 10-week boxing camp.
Okay.
And then they made us, we had to spar.
Okay.
And we would spar for 2 minutes. That's all you're doing. You're sparring for 2 minutes.
Yep.
And I got...
Now for everybody out there who says only 2 minutes...
Dude.
I already know.
I got so worn out.
Yeah.
And the first time I spar, I'm like, oh, my fucking adrenaline's going, yeah, this is great. Round three of sparring, I'm like, I don't want to do this. And just because I was fucking tired.
Yeah.
So this guy trained all fucking day and then sparred as well for probably hours on end.
So my little brother trains, and I couldn't tell you what style it is. Probably some form of Brazilian jiu-jitsu or something to that effect. I don't know. They're going to fuck me up on this. But he goes to this guy in Long Beach. His name's Sebastian. He goes by Seabass. He's Carlos Torres' cousin.
Okay.
He will roll with four people, Seabass will, and not get tired. Like, one after another. Like, you're next, you're next, you're next, you're next. And my brother's like, I'm fucking exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how he keeps going.
Oh, you'd finish and I would lay on the mat and you would literally have to roll me off the mat someone else can come in.
I'm not doing this. But yeah, he's like, this dude's incredible. Like, his fucking just stamina is insane.
Well, and that's Tyson, you know. When you train for boxing, you train to go 9 rounds.
Yeah, you train to do the whole fight.
Yeah, which is 18 minutes if you add it all up. But that is 18 fucking grueling minutes. That's like running a marathon.
Well, in UFC is 25 when you're fighting for a title.
Yeah.
That's insane because you're fucking... I mean, there's some fights where people dance around and fucking... Oh, yeah. You know, they're being fucking bitches. Don't beat me up. but you know, like... Like anything, man. Like, if you do that professionally, I come here to see that.
Yeah.
I don't care if you win the belt because you danced around for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of this guy like you said you were going to do in all your fucking interviews and get this thing done because I'm paying to see you do the thing that you do.
Oh, yeah. And Pride used to do 10 minutes. Their first round was 10 minutes and then it went to 5 minute round. But I mean, back to Tyson. 50-8 is his record.
Yes.
44 KOs.
Yeah.
44 KOs.
44 of them.
I mean, he's just a beast. Paul, 9-1.
So look, all right, so before I drop a bunch of shit about Paul, I will give credit where credit's due.
Mm-hmm.
He is actually out there training.
Yeah.
And he is, you know, taking the right steps in the right direction to be good at this thing, right? It's it's not something he wants to do professionally. He doesn't want to fight that I know of. But there's a lane.
Yeah.
Like, stay in yours.
Yeah.
Like, you can fight, you know, and he put up a good fight against Tommy Fury.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't win. He got lost in a split decision. But me as a person, even if I was training, I'm not fucking calling out Mike Tyson. There's no fucking way.
At that UFC gym where I was at, when I was doing all my shit, there were 100 guys that could absolutely fucking mop the floor with me there. No problem. And none of them, they were all fucking amateurs. They were less amateur than me. They could have wiped the fucking floor with me.
Yeah.
So I agree. I'm not trying to go recreate a Rembrandt painting.
No.
I can paint, but I'm not trying to do some shit like that because he was a fucking master. I wouldn't even try.
So Paul is going to fuck around 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where he's going to find out. Mike's going to be in there doing Mike, right?
Yep.
If he hits Mike, right, Mike's going to get fucking angry.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's an exhibition fight or whatever they want to call him. Mike's coming for your fucking head.
I don't think it's going to be an exhibition fight. And I think Paul's talking a good game, and you're right, he trains and he boxes.
He's very good at marketing himself. Yeah. I'll give him that.
But I'll tell you what, they're going to put him in that ring, and when Mike clicks in and goes, it's time.
Yeah, no.
It's going to be like them putting you or I in a fucking dog fight against a pit bull. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I can take that dog. Yeah. And then you put me in there, I'm going to go, ooh. Because he's going to stare at you like you're a fucking piece of meat. You're just some tall, blonde knucklehead with a bunch of stupid tattoos, and I'm going to knock your fucking head off.
You know, and even if that's not Mike's intentions going in, if he's just like, you know, I don't want to hurt this kid, you know, it'd be good to get out here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That dude, it'll click on. I mean, like, hey, you're a fucking boxer, and somebody just fucking tagged you? Eat his fucking lunch, dude. Like, I don't care if this fight goes one way or the other. I don't care if they actually fight. It would be funny. It'd be fucking hilarious. for Mike Tyson to knock Jake Paul out for sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many things that people hype.
Yeah.
Just to put things out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or to get attention or to grow their platform or to whatever, you know? And
exactly.
So Jake Paul and Logan Paul, very good at marketing themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Like YouTube stars, they're doing very well for themselves. So, like I said, I'll give credit where credit's due. And I understand that sometimes you have to make an ass of yourself that other people think you're making an ass of yourself to get your name out there, right? So people start talking about you and start, sure, you know, but I don't think he's got a fucking fart in church or a snowball in hell's chance or fucking no. Whatever analogy snowball's you got.
Chance in hell.
Yeah, dude, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, I I'm going to go back to like the MMA guys that he fought. That they were trained in MMA. Yeah, were they fighters? Sure, they were fighters.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're just not Mike Tyson. Like, he's one of the biggest names in boxing. It's like, you know, there's some fucking goats.
Yeah.
Triple G, Evander Holyfield,
yeah.
Mike Tyson. Yeah. Like, we can name a bunch of them off. Oscar De La Hoya.
Yeah, Sugar Shane.
We can list a bunch of these folks off and like,
You know, and so Jake Paul's young, right? He's 27.
Yep.
He probably in the best shape of his life.
Oh, yeah.
But you've never been hit by a Mack truck.
Like, no. I would assume it's like getting hit with a sledgehammer.
Like, I can guarantee you nobody's hit you as hard as Mike Tyson's going to hit you.
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not.
And I mean, he fought Tommy Fury, and Tommy Fury in his own right's a good boxer. But if he would have fought Tyson Fury, I'd have been like, same. Like, oh, yeah. Tyson Fury, sure.
Well, Tyson Fury's a fucking mountain.
He's a fucking specimen, bro. Yeah.
Like 6'10"?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
he's
that.
A fucking specimen. He's a fucking dope dude. But and they're funny, you know. Those guys are funny too, man. And I don't see it, man. He's got him by. So Mike Tyson has a 71-inch reach. Jake Paul has a
76.
He's Mike's 5'10". Jake's 6'1". I mean, he's got a little bit of advantage, but I don't care what your reach is because Mike's getting in on you. He's rushing you and pushing up on you. Doesn't matter what your reach is.
But that's always kind of like Mike Tyson's thing. Mike Tyson's only 5'10".
Yeah.
And he's 200 pounds.
Yeah.
So Mike Tyson is really used to fighting guys that are bigger than him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's his fucking wheelhouse. Oh, great. You're 6'1"?
Yeah, I love cool. that. I love that.
If you're
check this fucking hook.
Yeah. If you were 5'7", that might be different. But you're taller than me. Yeah. I know how to get it. And he's so, like I said, he's so fast.
Oh, yeah. Today, he's fast.
Yeah.
He was fast young. He's fast now. Terrifying. Like, I watched him train for the Evander Holyfield fight, and I was like, God damn, this motherfucker's not playing.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to get in there.
No, have fun with that.
So. No. So.
It's on Netflix, too. I think the ticky-talkies say it's on Netflix.
I fucking heard that. So.
Which is dope, because I have a Netflix subscription, I don't have to pay $90 for this shit.
So it would make sense for Netflix to do it, because they're starting to be a big platform. That would make absolute sense for them to do that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So, I don't know, man. I hope it goes.
I hope it goes. I'm going to watch it.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
First round knockout, Mike Tyson, man. I don't know what Jake Paul expects to happen here.
I hope that Mike Tyson hits him with that classic double hook just hits him so hard that, you know, when they go all rigid, and he just falls over like a tree. And then,
like that body shot, you're peeing blood tomorrow. Like, you fucked around and found out in the worst way.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell you how bad it would hurt. You can get in one of those sparring suits and put on the fucking, they put on the belt pads. Let him fucking give you two shots to the fucking ribs. See how you feel.
Mm-mm. I'm not doing it.
There's no fuck, bro. I like money. I really like money, but if Mike Tyson kills you in the ring, you don't get a chance to spend it.
Just like Apollo Creed.
Yeah, like fucking, if he dies, he dies. I'm not even going to impersonate Mike, man, because I want him to see this. So I'm taking Tyson, man. And even if it's not like a real fight, you know, you can't turn that off for Mike, man.
Mm-mm.
And I. So the problem was when they did the Evander Holyfield Mike Tyson fight, they did a...
That was an exhibition they just
did? Right, it was an exhibition for them, yeah. They did a draw, right? And I had Mike Tyson winning.
Yeah.
You know, and people in Vegas were really upset because you bet on this kind of shit, right? Like, I don't care how old Mike Tyson is. He can come out in a fucking walker. I'm going to put my life savings on him to beat up Jake Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. I really hope he does. I really hope he fucking smashes him.
Yeah.
But everybody does, right? That's the, so you, it's funny. You talked about Jake Paul being a good marketer and the Pauls right. being good marketers. He eats that shit up.
Yeah.
He plays the fucking wise ass. Yeah. He wants you to hate him.
100%.
Because that's the character that he plays. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And, oh, yeah. I'm in this. I'm a that. Yeah. I'm a fucking... It's like WWE.
Yeah, same, same. And that's how these guys get famous. You know, like, not to lump him in with the fucking... those two twins. The Island Boys.
The Island Boys.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to lump him in with that, but those motherfuckers are doing that stupid shit, too, where they're, like, trying to do all kinds of dumb stuff to get famous, you know, to get popular uh-huh. again, and... It's your online persona, you know, and just kind of what you do to get famous, and it's working. I mean, it works for these guys. Look at that guy, 6'9".
Yeah.
He fucking blew up.
Oh, dude, he's ridiculous.
And he talks shit about everybody.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you got to think, like, boxing, I was, especially with Mike Tyson, you go back to Don King.
Yeah.
Remember Don King, the crazy tie hair?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Don King was the ultimate fucking hype man.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Dude, that dude could sell a fight.
Oh, Flavor Flav had nothing on Don King. No. He was the ultimate hype man.
Yeah.
And this is how the fights used to be.
Right.
Right. They weren't ridiculous. Jake Paul's over the top. I saw the TikTok thing where he's got the fake Mike Tyson tattoo on. He's boxing. It's a black guy, so you can't see much from the back. He bites his ear off and, like, spits it on the floor. And
oh, so he's doing talk shit propaganda.
He's doing, like, Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen from UFC used to do that. He was a master at talking shit. Yeah. He just talk all his... So, it's kind of a over the top,
mm-hmm.
but Don King and then they used to hype these fights and the weigh-ins were a big deal and all this stuff. It was more of a production, but it was a more formal production.
Right.
Now it's just we're talking shit, we're gonna this, we're gonna that, blah blah blah.
Well, that's how you get top dollar. That's how you get people to give a fuck. Because if you're just like, yeah, I'll fight him, it's like boring. But if you're like, I'm gonna beat the shit out of Mike Tyson, you automatically expect everybody to go. I don't fucking think so, bud.
Yeah, but I'm going to go back to it. Like, Jake Paul fighting a lot of MMA folks.
Yeah, not the same.
It's not the same. It if you took Tom Brady and you made him play rugby.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Tom Brady would get folded.
Yeah, he would get wrecked.
Yeah.
Fantastic American football player. Not so good at rugby.
Yeah.
I'm not even a sports analyst or anything.
No.
But I can say that with fucking confidence.
100%.
Because they're close. Yeah. But they're not the same thing.
Yeah. No, and that's the exact fucking... That's the best analogy you could use, man. Like, I'm sure there's people out there who are like, no, Jake Paul's going to fuck his ass up. Yeah, dude, there's a 30-year age gap. But you got to think, in that 30 years, Mike Tyson's still learned a lot.
Oh, dude.
Like, he's been boxing and shit longer than Jake Paul's been alive.
Oh, yeah. But you got to look like, so Randy Couture.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Couture, very famous UFC fighter, fought early on.
Mm-hmm.
Retired, came back, and he fought, what was his name? Big fucking tall guy, Anderson...
Silva?
Anderson Silva. Not the spider.
No, okay, then somebody else.
No, it was, he fucking fought this big tall guy. Guy was 6'10".
Okay.
Randy Couture comes in. He's like 48 years old.
Yeah, he was old as fuck at the end
there. Tim Sylvia.
Okay.
Tim Sylvia, and he's fighting this guy, and Tim Sylvia was 6'10", was just wrecking everybody.
Yeah.
He came out, Randy Couture came up, and fucking anchored him the first round.
Really?
Knocked him down, and then just went to work on him.
Yeah.
They went 5 rounds. They went to a decision. Randy Couture won by decision. But he lumped this guy's eye up.
Yeah.
Right? So Randy hits him real hard. His eye starts swelling. Then Randy just kept punching him in that eye.
In that eye, yeah. Because you know.
For 25 minutes, every chance. And then he's rubbing it when they're on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And he's hammer fisting it, just like grinding his hand. And by the when they interviewed him at the end of the fight, Tim Sylvia's eye was completely black and blue. And Tim Sylvia was same thing, talking all this shit.
Yeah.
I'm the fucking top dog. I'm 27. I'm this fucking old man, this. And at the end of the fight, he had a very different tone. He was like, man, that was a really tough fight. I didn't expect that old guy to come out there and smash me and blah, blah, blah.
Here, here's your slice of humble pie, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, he ate it too, so.
Yeah, dude. And, you know, along the same lines, man, so I watched UFC, like, early on, you know, like everybody our age, and I really like Chuck Liddell, man. I like the Iceman.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But there was a point where he just kept getting knocked out every fight.
Yeah.
And he has heart. Like, he kept, you know, he kept wanting to fight and shit, but, like, there's a point where you age yourself out of a sport that you just literally beat the shit out of yourself.
Dude, but you think of, look at professional sports.
Yeah. Oh, there's an age fucking cap for sure.
Outside of golf?
Yeah.
40? You're an old man.
Yeah, dude. If you're in any sport at 40, you might be a punter.
dude, you took the words out of my mouth. You're kicking field goals
and
punts because no one's ever touched you through your whole fucking career.
So we were laughing. So we went to the hockey game last night. We're laughing that the goalie for the Ontario Reign is like 38. And I'm like, yeah, he's a goalie. Uh-huh. The extent of his thing is blocking pucks back and forth in a fucking semicircle. That dude's not getting hit on the boards. That dude's not getting fucking pucks to the mouth. That dude's fucking in 38 pounds of fucking gear. He'll be fine. He can play forever.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Like, there very much is an age cap.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Even Tom Brady, they're like, you're going to the Bucks? Like, hey, man.
Yeah, are you sure?
Maybe we...
If he get tackled once, look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, bro. I called it. The game that he got hit, we were at dinner, and he fucked around and found out, man. They were talking about his D-line or his O-line in Green Bay was so good.
Yep.
And nobody ever got him.
Yep.
And then he fucking snapped the ball, bro, and got fucking folded. And I was like, that's what happens.
There you go.
It takes one time for some fucking 380-pounder to smash you. And, you know, he's probably 185. I mean, he's not a ginormous dude.
No.
And that dude just fucking falls on top of you. Everything's broken.
Well, they don't stop.
No.
If you're a defensive lineman, you push forward.
Mm-hmm.
You push forward until you hit grass.
Yeah.
And whoever is underneath you is underneath
you.
And if he happens to be in a very clean jersey and he's got a football in his hand, that's the guy you really want. And
they just got him.
And then you get up and go, did I do good? And they go, you do good. Come back to the line. You go, okay.
What do you think, put a dog in this one?
I think we put a pin in this one, yeah.
So this guy that I follow, Mr. Ballin, he's, he does a different thing for, like, the like button. He's like, go over to the like button's house and ding dong ditch. Like, fuck it. So I'm like, man, that's a smart fucking clever idea because it catches you, right? It's like, oh, man, yeah. So we'll put something in this one today, but. Let's do this shameless self-promotions.
Yeah, so YouTube, Shattered Wisdom. Instagram, Shattered Wisdom Podcast. Obviously, I'm Shattered Wisdom Jack. He's Shattered Wisdom Jarrett.
Yes, sir.
TikTok, Shattered Wisdom. Facebook, Shattered Wisdom. X, at Shattered Wisdom.
Yes.
Go to the website, shatteredwisdom.com. Yeah. Give us more questions. We got a bunch of questions here. People are responding.
We got merch. We got the hats for sale now.
We got hats for sale. We got merch.
Yeah.
Dustin and Michelle sent me a picture in their Shattered Wisdom gear at the fucking distillery.
Yeah.
Getting us some more of that delicious.
Tell them I'll just send them money. I'll just send me a case. I'll send you whatever you want.
And I love it, but Michelle's just got a holding up a brown bag, and she's like, "We got you something." Like, I don't even know what's in it. So
maybe it's a new surprise. Maybe it's not the same thing. We have to go see them.
Oh, we have
to. They're in Clay Ellum.
Clay Ellum.
Yes.
Dude, it's a gorgeous town. We'll go up there and visit them.
Yeah. So if you made it this far in the episode, hey, we appreciate you guys. Thanks for fucking around and finding out today. We are going to do something special for our guests. We are going to give you the, our guests, our listeners. Guest.
Yeah, your guest.
Welcome to the
You'll focus. Be our guest
yeah,
later.
Yeah, be our guest. We are going to open up like a hangout.
Yeah.
With me and Jack and the wives probably will want
to
go.
They'll have to be there.
But this is limited availability, man. This is fucking maybe, I don't even know what we're going to cap it at, but maybe 30 people, maybe.
Oh, maybe. That's maybe. A lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. We're going to do an event at Topgolf here in Ontario, California. So if you don't live in California, no need to apply.
Well, you can, but if you want to make that drive, you're that dedicated.
Yeah. Hey, we are going to do it. We're teasing it right now. We'll give you the official dates. We'll give you everything later on in another episode
when
we have it all figured out.
Yeah.
But we're just checking the temperature, seeing who is interested. And if you are interested, man, you want to come hang out and have some drinks with us and fucking golf and talk shit and fucking, you know, whatever, meet us or come hang out with us. If you're already our friend, you want to come hang out, then absolutely come out.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, and if you're new to this podcast, welcome to it. You're a motherfucker now.
Mm-hmm.
And come hang out. We'd love to meet you guys. And, you know, this is going to be a first come, first serve thing. So just be quick to do it.
Absolutely.
So we're telling you now to think about it because in a future podcast, it's going to be out and follow us. You got to follow us on the Instagrams and the,
yes.
and the Tiki Talkies and all the things, because JJ posts a lot of stuff there that is really informative.
Yes, sir.
I think we fucked around and find out. I can't wait. Like, if this fight happens, man, I can't wait.
I can't wait, too. We'll have to do a fucking...
Oh, we'll do a big party.
Oh, yeah,
we
for
will,
sure.
We'll, yeah, oh, yeah. This will be the, we'll call it the fucking kick Paul's ass party. Yeah.
The Paul FAFO.
Yeah, yeah. The fuck around and find out, Paulie.
Yeah, buddy.
So, yeah, man. So, I've been Jarrett.
I've been Jack.
And this has been another episode of Fuck Around and Find Out. And Jake Paul's going to fucking find out, I promise, because he's fucking around. He is fucking around hard, man. So, hey, thanks for coming out, man. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Bye.